besides barns and...
Where do you keep corn?
Well, in the crib. The crib's built in. Most of the time, cribs are built in your, like I said, the stable or a barn. You know, the sheds on it. Some people do have cribs all out, you know, out to themselves, but most of ours, it's a crib built on the barn.
Mm-hmm. On the outside.
Well, in this stable, you go in a hallway, and on one side, it's a crib, could be crib, and on the other side, there's what we call a gear room, where they keep harness for the horses before you get back to the stalls. Mm-hmm. And at the dairy barn, why, they have, almost all barns have cribs, where they keep the feed. Mm-hmm. And then up, they have a loft, and you keep your hay up.
Mm-hmm.
Up in this loft over there, where the stock stay.
They call the place for hay anything else?
Hay loft.
Just hay loft. Mm-hmm. They call it a mow?
Mm-hmm.
And you keep hay outside. Do you ever keep it outside?
We try not to. Sometimes they have to. A long time ago, they used to put it up loose and it talk about a rick of hay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rick it up. But we try to get it in, keep it in out of the weather.
What shape was a rick?
Oblong, mostly. I have seen little round ones, but if it was a good size one, it would be long, kind of a long round, you know, and then they would cover it with straw or something, try to keep,
mm-hmm.
you know, from raining on.
If it was a small round kind, would you call it anything different? Would you still call it a rick?
Haystack.
Uh-huh.
The rick would be the large and the haystack would be the small.
Now, if you ever had to keep any outside nowadays, I suppose you'd bale it.
Oh, yes. We bale most all of our hay.
Now, if you stack up a bunch of bales, what would you call it? Would you call that a rick?
I would. I don't know whether that's correct or not, but I'd still call it a rick of hay.
Would you ever call it a stack of hay?
Stack of hay.
Either one. Before they used to sweep hay in the windrows, out in the field before they'd bring it in, they'd put it in little piles every so often.
Little hay caps or something like that?
Yeah. You mentioned shed. What's a shed like?
Well, if it's on a building, it's just a large shed that you can store anything in. And then we call that tool shed, where we put the tractor's implements.
Is that built on a building?
Our tool shed's all to itself.
I see.
But most of the barns through here have a shed, and you can use it to store your hay or your tools. Or
mm-hmm. And they're built on them.
On them. Kind of grains we keep at home. Now sometimes you do keep wheat.
Where did you keep that?
Where did you keep it at home? They have a kind of like this crib, but it's walled up, you know, with planks so it can't get out. But most people through here, when they sell the wheat, they store it in mills.
They store the whole grain.
We're not prepared to take care of small grains so much, like little wheat and things.